Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sister that's listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that any sister that's listening really starts to search your heart in honesty, not to dismiss these podcasts that are talking about hell, but to really search your heart and really be honest with herself. And to seek you with her whole heart and see if she really knows you in truth. And to also ask that she's honest with herself about any scriptures where a part of Christ is being revealed and talked about and she feels uncomfortable with it and doesn't recognize him, that she addresses those areas with you in prayer and really takes them to you and starts to really get to know your son in honesty. And ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins in Matthew chapter 25. Starting at verse 10, it says, "And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not." Okay. So I want to focus in on that, on how Christ is saying that he doesn't know them. Okay. And they're shut out. And that's going to happen. Okay? You're going to see this happen in the days to come. There's going to be Christians running around thinking that they're going to be okay with Christ. They're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. And they're not. They're not going to be okay. Those virgins are knocking, expecting to enter. They're deceived. Do you see that? And they don't know him. Many Christians do not know Christ. They do things, they live their life a certain way in a place of deception, thinking that he's okay with that, and he's not. And they think he's okay with that because they don't know him, and they have a deception in their mind. And it's not because they haven't been warned. The Bible warns, okay? The Lord sends people to them to warn them. Surrounds them with teachings, okay? Preaching that warns them. But they don't listen. And you can do this for a while. But then the time comes, just like this, you see, these virgins were out there. They thought they were okay. They thought they were going somewhere. You need to listen to the depths of this. In their hearts and in their minds, they really believed that they were going somewhere. They really believed that they were going to be in there. On the inside with Christ. They really believed that. And then the moment came and they were wrong. They were shut out and that door was closed, and I've seen that door. That door doesn't open. That door is like a rock. And in this life, it stays that way until a Christian crucifies Christ afresh and is changed. And you do not want to do that. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to change. I've seen that road. And it's very painful. Very painful. Now's the time to get to know him. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I pray for any sister at starting her day, that she just really starts to know you and to seek after you. And if she feels uncomfortable, if she's listening to this and she feels uneasy, that she doesn't lie to herself and comfort herself falsely, that she understands that you gave her your Holy Spirit, and He deals with us, and He talks to us, and He warns us. And when we're not listening, He makes us uncomfortable, so we will listen. And that she starts to see that this is a good thing, because He's trying to get her on the true path, the real path, and get to know your Son in truth and who He really is. And that she really lets herself be uncomfortable and takes the time to search things out with you and to really get to know your Son, so that she'll be okay in the days to come. I ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen.